Seon's podcast. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Seon Choi. Across the OECD, declining birth rate is a source of concern not just for society, but also for governments. In Europe, most governments have introduced several measures, including immigration-friendly policies and increasing access to fertility medication. Government policy in Korea is also changing, particularly towards newlywed couples. For instance, the government gives priority on rental housing for newlyweds and also provides childbirth grant. The motive is to influence birth rate. Regarding these policies, some people are positive about them because the types of those aids are continuously diversifying and they help increase birth rate, which is related to the future of the country. On the other hand, some people assert that the government's support is not enough to change young people's mind about childbirth, and the standards of provision of the aids are unfair. They also say that controlling birth rate through such policies is government's intervention on individuals' matter. Today, we have Elijah in the studio who got married last year at an age of 25. As a representative of newlywed couples in Korea, we will be listening to his opinions about Korean government's policies towards newlywed couples. Hello, Elijah. Welcome to the studio.
Yeah, hello. Appreciate it being here.
Okay. I heard that you got married last year and your first wedding anniversary is coming up. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So, do you have any plans for the anniversary? Or
yeah, we're actually planning on going on a trip to Pohang this weekend. Me and my wife, we both went to college and studied in Pohang. So we're going to be meeting with some old friends there, getting to see some of the places that you know, we were well accustomed to when we were dating. So yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Oh, it sounds so exciting. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a great time during
the
trip.
Thank you.
So, in Korea, the age of getting married is continuously getting older, and therefore getting married at an age of 25 is actually treated very special in Korea. So, were there any pros and cons of getting married at an early age?
For me, I always wanted to get married at an early age, and I didn't really care whatever the standard was in Korea. I am well aware that in Korea it is very early for people my age to get married, but at the same time I do know that all across other countries it's not, you know, it's pretty common for people to get married at my age. So in that sense, for me, I don't think it's particularly peculiar for my age to get married. So for me, I know more about the pros and the cons. For me, the pros would be just growing up. You know, if you get married, you have a lot more responsibilities in terms of managing both families, managing you know, your relationship with wife and all the financial management that comes in place, and just being more responsible with life. You know, you become a lot more mature from an early age. So in that sense, I do think getting married at an early age is very good, and those are the pros. But at the same time, the cons of getting married at an early age would be, I would say, being entitled with responsibilities. I said that was a pro, but at the same time, it also has, on the flip side, you are entitled to your wife. You are entitled to a certain location, and stability becomes one of the more higher priorities in your life. So in that sense, you're not as free with your decisions as you would be when you're single. Those would be the cons. The same would go to being a pro for a single would become a con for a married couple.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So what about economic problems? Like many other couples in Korea, were there any hardships economically?
Not for us. For us, fortunately enough, our standards are not that high in terms of the need, financial need, the standard that we have in terms of that. So not much of a struggle as of yet. I think we're doing pretty good with that.
And I also heard that your couple have regular income.
Yeah, both sides.
So, and I've heard that there are several government supports for the newlywed couples, like the one, like your couple that have regular income. So have you heard of anything? Can you explain about the ones you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think the most prominent one for us would be for the housing, for how they provide a lot of housing for and a lot of benefits towards a newlywed couple. So housing would be one. And another would be, you know, like you mentioned, I think you've done your research in terms of housing and childbirth grant. I think those two are the most prominent ones that people our age know of. Other than that, I don't think I know too much about other benefits that the government provides.
So as you mentioned that you do not know much about those policies, do you think that the government support policies are promoted well? How did you get to know about the ones you just explained?
For me, I think the ones that I know of, the government, I think those are the ones that government promotes very well. If there are others, I guess they're not doing so well in terms of promoting, but in terms of housing and whatnot, all these big companies that you know partner with the government, they do a lot of advertisements and promotions, you know, everywhere. I see banners everywhere, online, offline. So in terms of housing and childbirth benefits, I think it is sufficient, the amount of promotion and advertisement. But if there are others, I need to do my research. But in terms of others, I don't know what's out there. So I guess they're not, if others exist, I guess they're not doing so good with promoting.
Okay, I see. So, do you have any experience of receiving government supports after you got married?
As of now, we not immediately were in the process of applying and see. We'll see how things go. And for us, that would be in housing. We registered and applied for a housing benefit for newlywed couples.
Oh, so can you explain more in detail about the process of applying for the housing?
Yeah, so the process would be, everything is pretty much all online based now. You gotta go to their website. Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't know their websites and if you don't know the platforms where government, you know, where they put up notices, if you miss on that, there's really no other way to get to know them. So I'd say that's a thing. But yeah, first of all, it would be going online, going to their website, seeing, checking up if there are any new supports that applies to us. And then it would be just going through all the documenting, registering, applying, you know, sending the usual paperwork. The paperworks are not so pleasant. You know, they're very picky. In terms of what the government requires, but I think that's reasonable to be picky with that. So it's not that simple, and it's not so easy to apply and get the grant. But at the same time, I think I just need to get more used to how the government policies work and what I need to prepare in advance. But I'd say that would be the process. Yeah.
Okay. Then do you think that the support from the government is enough to encourage and change young people's mind about getting married and having children?
I don't think so. I don't think the government can ever support enough to change people's minds. I think I appreciate that there are pretty good provisions from the government already, but I don't think it changes the minds of people. And I don't think it's not just about money that people don't get married.
So, as you mentioned that it is not enough, like, can you think of any like new government policy that supports newlywed couples like more effectively and also increase birth rates?
Like I said, I don't think it's all about money. Mm-hmm. I think the only way the government can really support and encourage people to get married is through financial support, right? That's usually where the government provides. But I don't think the reason why people don't get married and people don't wanna, you know, have kids is not necessarily because the government doesn't support them, but it's more than that. I don't think it's not just about financial needs. It's more of the cultural mindset that people have, and just a common understanding towards instability and risks. I think that those are the causes. So it's not necessarily about supporting and encouraging people to get married through, you know, putting all these benefits, but I'd say it would be more towards you know, all levels of security of the country. That is what directly influences the minds of young people. It's not the money, but economics is one area, but it's not just economics. It's all other fields as well, whether it be, you know, family relations, whether it be international relations. I think those are all levels that affect young people when they look into their future. The reason why people don't get married is because they don't see a bright future in this country. And that's why. So I think the government needs to work on making a more sufficient and a more stable country, you know, in all areas, not just financial.
Yeah, I understand. And although I did not get married yet, I totally agree with your idea.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last question, compared to other countries, in which level do you think Korea is at regarding government support on newlywed couples?
I think the government support for newlywed is pretty good. I think Korea is, I've never, you know, really looked into how other countries, I've only heard of rumors and such, but with what I've experienced in Korea, I think it's pretty good with how much they're trying to provide in terms of housing and in terms of, you know, childbirth and whatnot. I think, well, first of all, Korea has great hospital system, and that on its own really is a big plus for anyone who wants to get married in Korea. So in that sense, I think Korea is sufficient with how they're doing for the newlyweds.
I see. Mm. Okay, so thank you so much for sharing your opinions.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time to know about Korean government's policies that support newlywed couples. And to all the listeners, hope you enjoyed listening and have a nice day. Thank you.
Yeah.